weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies around 80. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, have sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 60s. As we head into Saturday and Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer, back into the 90s. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmland cash rent rates remained stable in 2020. That according to a market intel analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. They found that during 2020, the average cash rental rate for cropland, $139 an acre, irrigated cropland, $216 an acre, and pastureland, $13 an acre. And these rates mostly in line with prior year levels. Farm Bureau Chief Economist John Newton said the stability in cash rental rates likely due to various factors like market facilitation program payments, ad hoc disaster aid, and increased off-farm income. All of these factors allow farmers to remain competitive when bidding for cash lease arrangements. But Newton said moving into 2021, the farm economic outlook uncertain. Off-farm income is certain to be lower given the high levels of unemployment following COVID-19. But support through the coronavirus food assistance program could help farmers remain competitive when bidding for cash rental agreements this fall and into the spring. The U.S. weather forecast calling for cooler temperatures next week, and some ag commodity trade experts say the chance of frost and freeze cannot be ruled out. Jim Bauer, Bauer Trading, said yesterday that Wednesday of next week will bring some frost potential to western Nebraska and areas immediately there, like eastern Dakotas, even over to Minnesota. Forecast suggests that next Tuesday will bring frost and freeze to eastern Canadian prairies, possibly ending that growing season for some areas and pushing some freeze condition to the northwestern plains. Bauer says a few freezes cannot be ruled out in eastern Dakotas, the northwest half of Minnesota, and even far western Nebraska, but temperatures will be above the damage threshold. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas State University is installing devices in dorm rooms to help fight coronavirus. The university purchased 1,600 spheres that produce dry hydrogen peroxide, a molecule that fights bacteria, viruses, and mold.
Sphere is made by a company in Lenexa called Synexis. The device pushes out dry hydrogen peroxide, which is supposed to attack viruses, bacteria, and mold. While the hope is to address coronavirus, campus leaders say they've been testing these devices for 2 years now.
Kansas State staff began installing the first 300 devices this week, starting in Ford Hall. Tyson Foods says it's planning to open medical clinics at several of its U.S. plants to improve the health of its workers and better protect them against the coronavirus. Tyson said it would initially set up the clinics near seven of its plants in Storm Lake, Iowa, and Holcomb, Kansas, in a pilot program. I'm Stephanie Austin.
This Labor Day weekend, you should rest and relax. And head over to Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day Sale. Hard work pays off, and so does buying your next vehicle from Rusty Eck Ford. We've got our biggest savings going on right now on every new Ford in stock. Now through Labor Day, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. That's $11,000 back in your pocket. Plus, we need your trade. Your vehicle will never be worth more. If you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Super Crew XLT 4x4 stock 2GO987. MSRP 54,135. Rusty Eck discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43,135. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credits. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire September 30th, 2020.
The Garden City Police Department says a 42-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of assault and aggravated criminal threat that occurred on Monday afternoon. Deputies were called to the home of an off-duty sheriff's deputy after James Wood went to the home and allegedly made erratic comments about the Finney County Sheriff's Office. Wood then fled to Walmart, where witnesses and employees reported he was making comments about getting a gun and harming officers. The case has now been... getting some extra funds. Governor Kelly announced $7.8 million in awards to more than 20 programs. Governor Kelly said COVID-19 has kept us in our homes more than usual, and for some households, this is worse than the forces of domestic violence and sexual assault. The governor is hopeful the grant money will provide the support to those who need assistance and assurances of safety the most. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The former chief of finance for the Nebraska State Fair has been charged with theft following an investigation into the fair's finances. Court records show Patrick Kopke has been charged in Hall County with three counts of theft of more than $5,000. Earlier this year, the Nebraska State Fair Board hired a forensic investigation firm to look into the fair's finances after staff discovered suspicious activity during an internal review. Sheriff deputies in South Central Nebraska say they uncovered nearly 1,745 pounds of marijuana and 60 pounds of THC products during a traffic stop on I-80 near Lexington. A Dawson County Sheriff's deputy stopped a cargo van headed west on I-80 Monday. A drug-sniffing dog indicated the drugs and other illegal products were hidden in cardboard boxes marked as coffee. Deputies arrested two people, both of them from North Carolina, that were traveling in the van. Mid-America Network News.
This Labor Day weekend, you should rest and relax. And head over to Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day Sale. Hard work pays off, and so does buying your next vehicle from Rusty Eck Ford. We've got our biggest savings going on right now on every new Ford in stock. Now through Labor Day, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. That's $11,000 back in your pocket. Plus, we need your trade. Your vehicle will never be worth more. If you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select 10-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Supercrew XLT 4x4 stock 2TO987. MSRP 54135. Rusty Eck discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credits. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer office cannot be combined and expire September 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Health Department Wednesday added another pair of positive COVID-19 cases to their count, which stands at 10 active with a recent spike and four recoveries since the onset. Another case was also identified in Marshall County Wednesday, bringing the number of active cases reported to two with 13 recoveries. Nemahal County also stands with two active cases and 53 recoveries.
The fourth annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day will be held on Friday. Marysville Community Foundation President Jeff Chris talks about what Pony Up Marysville is.
It's an opportunity for locals to donate and support their favorite organization. This year we have 41 funds or organizations that are participating in Pony Up Marysville Match Day. I'm also very excited to tell you that this year we have $61,500 in match money. Last year we had 34 organizations participate. Last year we had $40,000 in match money, so both of those are up, which we're very excited about.
If you are interested in donating, Jeff talks about how you can do so.
You can make a donation in person from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Helvering Center, or if you're unable to come down to the Helvery Center. You can make a donation online from 12:01 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. To make this donation, you need either a debit or credit card.
To donate online, go to the secured website, ponyupmarysville.com. Due to the current COVID situation, Jeff Chris said for those who plan on going to the Helvering Center to donate, there are a few changes.
We are asking people to wear masks if they come down. We're asking them to enter the southwest door and then exit the northwest door.
While you have the ability to donate all day, Chris recommends that you do it as early as possible.
Any donation that we get that day will be accepted and put toward the organization or fund that you want to support. But any donations, $25 and greater, will be matched at a 50% rate. So if you donate $25 and there's still match money available, that organization will get $37.50. Now, I do mention that as it's available, the last 2 years, it's hard to tell exactly, but we ran out of match money around 11 o'clock. So we're strongly encouraging people to make sure that that group or organization gets that extra match money to get down there early. Again, we have more match money this year, so we hope we don't run out quite as soon, but also we have more participating. The maximum amount of match money available for each organization is $2,000.
For more information and a list of Pony Up participants, go to the website ponyupmarysville.com.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Rodney L. Eddington, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 9 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Rodney Eddington.
Lee F. Wooler, age 92, of Waterville, passed away August 25th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Private family interment at the Sweet Creek Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lee Wooler.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, with a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front that's going to move into the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It's going to be more of a dry cold front across the area, so we really won't notice any sort of difference. But we are going to see continuing mild temperatures, but we are going to see a warm up as we head into the weekend. Another system moves in as we head into the early parts of next week, bringing showers and thunderstorms, the much cooler air behind it. So across the area, we'll have mostly sunny skies around 80, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Clear for tonight, mid-50s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies. We'll see temperatures in the lower 60s. For Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny, warmer, back into the 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September 86, recent record high 103 in 2000. The average low 62 and a record low of 50 set in 2006. Sunset this evening 7:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:57.
Do you keep an eye on pollen counts and allergy forecasts during ragwood season? Do they have any value? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 3rd, the 247th day of the year. Actor Charlie Sheen has a birthday, and the final radio episode of The Lone Ranger was broadcast on this day in 1954. Hay fever season has many of us watching pollen counts and allergy forecasts. But who's counting the pollen, and are the forecasts reliable? Here's the bad news. There is no method or equation with a good track record for allergy forecasts. Most are simply based on normal seasonal patterns and regional history. Actual pollen counts have a bit more value. Reliability can vary, though, as there is no official pollen tracking source, but scores of private companies providing data. Our advice? Track the trends over several days rather than focus on a single day's forecast. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Along with a pair of new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 model pickups, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2020 Chevy Traverse Premier, 2020 Chevy Equinox Premier and LT package, the new 2020 Buick Enclave Premium and Buick Encore Preferred are awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Tristan McKenzie tossed six innings of three-hit ball to celebrate his 23rd birthday, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 5-0 last night. McKenzie needed just 81 pitches thanks to six strikeouts, no walks, and some slick defense behind him. His bullpen went the rest of the way, holding the Royals without a hit over the final three innings. Jacob Junis took the loss and later left the game after getting hit in the arm by a line drive. Up next for the Royals, they'll square off with the Chicago White Sox this evening. That the first of a three-game series. First pitch this evening from the K at 7:05. The man called Tom terrific, and the franchise has died at 75. The Baseball Hall of Fame said Tom Seaver passed away Monday following complications from dementia and COVID-19. Seaver, the first pitcher in Major League history with eight consecutive seasons of at least 200 strikeouts. Mid-America Network Sports.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Mano's Wine and the Kansas City Chiefs partnering up to give fans a chance to join in on the Super Bowl ring celebration by releasing a limited edition bottle of wine with an artistic rendering of the team's Super Bowl ring. The limited edition wine bottles were part of the ring packages that were given to Chiefs players, coaches, and staff at Arrowhead on Tuesday. The design on the wine bottle covers three sides of the ring and showcases much of the symbolism that went into the intentional crafting of the championship jewels. The NCAA will
furlough its entire Indianapolis-based staff of about 600 employees for 3 to 8 weeks in a cost-saving move, according to a memo obtained by the Associated Press. The memo from NCAA President Mark Emmert went out to the association's more than 1,200 member schools yesterday. The furloughs will not affect senior executives. And what's this college football on tap? It'll happen Saturday as the KU Jayhawks take on the New Hampshire Wildcats, kickoff at high noon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage, because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Sports is back.
Are you ready for some football?
It's a Marshall County kickoff Friday as the Marysville Bulldogs host the Valley Heights Mustangs. Since you can't get a ticket to the game, be there for every play live on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1. And streaming live at KNDYradio.com or download our mobile app. Plus, we're teaming with BVTV for a live simulcast as they stream the game live on their website and on Blue Valley Channel 3. The K-Preps pregame begins Friday night at 6 on KNDY with a preview of teams from across the state. We'll follow with the Coach's Corner Roundup and in-depth look at area games kicking off Friday. Join us with coaches Tony Trimble and Dustin Hoyer tackling the game plans ahead of a 7 p.m. kickoff Friday live on KNDY.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Help your lawn recover from summer's heat with a nutrient boost this fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use a low-nitrogen organic fertilizer that encourages slow, steady growth. Avoid high-nitrogen, fast-release fertilizers that promote lush, succulent growth that demands more water and is more susceptible to insects and diseases. The warm soil and cooler temperatures of fall encourage root development and nutrient storage with less energy used for above-ground growth. Fall fertilization supports this healthy growth. Those growing cool-season grasses like bluegrass, fescue, and rye should make one more application in mid to late October and always before the ground freezes. Those growing warm season grasses like Bermuda and St. Augustine grass should make fall applications no later than 1 month prior to the anticipated first fall frost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Some people think Civil War medicine involved a saw and a patient biting a bullet to ease the pain. The real story is found here. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
George Wunderlich says people often don't appreciate the medical care soldiers received during the Civil War. He encounters many myths about medicine of the time.
Probably the biggest one is they didn't have anesthesia. They absolutely did. And the vast majority of men received anesthesia for their wounds. More importantly, though, we actually have accounts of doctors that say we ran out of anesthesia, so we stopped operating. So this idea, well, if we ran out, we'll just give the guy whiskey and cut his leg off. That kind of inhumane, barbaric medicine simply doesn't match the historical record. Not at all.
The Civil War was a time of great advances in medicine and medical training. For instance, when the war began, the nursing corps was often made up of poor recruits.
The old Army method was nurses were primarily recovering soldiers. Well, recovering soldiers make lousy nurses, to be very frank. They're not good at it. They're not really motivated. And here's the problem. By the time they get really good at it, now they're ready to go back to the unit and you lose all their experience.
While doctors in the Civil War era did not understand what is commonplace today, they knew much more than most people give them credit.
They understood that the longer the patient was open to the air, the greater chance that the patient was going to gain an infection, especially when you're working in there. The best way to prevent the infection, the best way especially to prevent infections, is to get the limb off. We think of it backwards. We think of it as they didn't know any other way to do it, so they just cut off arms and legs and cost people their lives. We need to reverse the thinking. They knew exactly what they were up against, and they knew that amputation was the best way to save the life.
The story of medicine during the war is shared at the National Museum of Civil War Medicine. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Frederick, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large equipment auction with heavy equipment selling from Matt Osterhaus with Osterhaus Dozing and tractors and machinery selling for Ken Streit. Saturday, September 5th, sale begins at 10 a.m. northeast of Seneca. Heavy equipment includes a 2008 Cat D6 dozer, 2011 Cat DL excavator, 36-inch and 42-inch buckets with trailer, 11-yard scraper, shop-built 12-foot heavy-duty box blade, portable 300-gallon fuel trailer with electric pump and miscellaneous. The tractor includes a 1978 IH-1086 with cab and duals, combines an IH-1460 with a 17.5-foot flex head and homemade header trailers. Also selling a Bobcat gas skid steer loader, 5-foot bucket, 93 Chevy S10 4x2. Machinery includes a 20-foot disc, 18-foot field cultivator, 12-shank chisel, 6x30 planter, wagon and hoist, and miscellaneous. This equipment auction, Saturday, September 5th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1342 160th Road, northeast of Seneca, 3 miles on Highway 36 to N Road, a mile north and a half mile west. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
If your bees aren't producing as much honey, maybe it's time to move the hives. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. This can be stressful on the bees, so relocating their home has to be done carefully as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Beekeeping is a fun hobby for people who want to produce their own honey and have a handy supply of pollinators. The insects can be kept almost anywhere, but there may be instances when you have to move the hives to another location. Pat Ennis is with the Iowa Honey Producers Association. He says moving hives all at once can upset the colony, even if you only move them a short distance.
If you pick up a beehive and move it, say, like 10 feet, they're going to come back to the original spot because bees see ultraviolet, and when they come out, they find their location according to the sun. And so when you move them, according to the bees, they still live 10 feet away, and they're going to come back there until they die, probably. So if you live on an acreage and you just want to move them from one side to the other, the best way to do it is pick them up and move them about 10 miles away, leave them for about a month, and then move them back.
Bees forget their old home when they're in unfamiliar territory. They'll reset their internal GPS systems and eventually become oriented to a new location. If you want to move them less than a mile, Ennis says you can move the hives up to 4 feet each day without confusing the bees.
By about the fourth or the fifth day, the bees know you're messing with them, and they're actually going to start finding the location faster because for the last 3 days, you've moved it 4 feet. The fourth day, they're going to find it because they already know that you're moving it 4 feet on them, so they'll get accustomed to it a lot quicker.
It's best to move bees at night when they're in the hives and not flying around. A daytime move, especially a long-distance one, would risk losing any foraging bees that return to the old location. To prepare the hives for a long move, close up the hive entrances and seal cracks. Don't forget to open them up again in their new location. Learn more about moving beehives at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The expression, every problem has a gift for you in its hands. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, you could apply that same wisdom to marriage and finances. Money is a topic that many couples avoid because different ideas about how to manage it can cause conflict and disagreement. But if you look at your differences as a gift, it's an opportunity to learn together. You may just change your relationship. And it can help you create a financial strategy that reflects your faith and gives you a roadmap for the future. So together with your spouse, review your spending and talk about what you want to save and what you want to give. Encourage each other for the good decisions you've made and talk through maybe where you're not aligned. If you need help, consider asking a financial professional for guidance. With the right perspective, you can turn your problems into gifts. Create more financial clarity in your marriage so together you can have a more meaningful and grateful life.
Time is running out to self-respond to the 2020 census, but it's not too late. You can respond online, by phone, or by mail. The 2020 census is important and is your chance to define your household and your community. Self-responding now may decrease the likelihood that a census worker comes to your door. Respond today at my2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to ensure Kansas counts in 2020. Brought to you by the League of Kansas Municipalities and this radio station.
Wrapping up the finalist profiles in Syngenta's Rooted in Agriculture contest today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
There are three finalists in Syngenta's Rooted in Ag contest. You've met two already this week. Today, we introduce you to Hannah Borg of Wakefield, Nebraska. Hannah manages the poultry barns on her family's farm and fills in elsewhere when needed. The contestants were asked to talk about their mentors, and Hannah chose her 86-year-old grandmother, Lois.
She has our whole family's history documented. I'm the sixth generation on my family's 135-year-old farm. And so understanding my roots in agriculture, thanks to my grandma's documentation, really has allowed me to appreciate what my family has built and then what I'm working for as well. She grew up on a farm. She married a farmer, raised her kids on the farm. Just has been really a farm her whole life, and she's really instilled those same values in us grandkids. There's 10 of us grandkids that she keeps track of. She's just my mentor, my friend, everything to me, and I'm just happy that I got to tell her story a little bit through this contest.
To find out how you can vote for your favorite finalist in Syngenta's Rooted in Ag contest, visit NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some farmers and producers in the state of Kansas have started their corn harvest for the fall, and with the weather, it's made it somewhat difficult, and some of the quality may have been compromised a little bit, but we're only about 2% into the harvest here in the state of Kansas. We sit down with Sue Schulte, the Director of Communications from the Kansas Corn Growers Association, and this is the latest from what she's heard throughout the state of Kansas.
According to Monday's Ag Statistics Crop Progress Report, the corn crop is about 2% harvested in Kansas. Our harvest usually begins in southeast Kansas, and last Friday, Chad Epler sent a report for our Kansas Corn Facebook page. He said he had started harvesting on his farm in Cherokee County, but it stopped due to moisture. As you may know, southeast Kansas got a lot of rain early, but then had a drought in June and July, and Chad said his corn was short, and he really wasn't expecting much more than a yield of 60 bushels per acre. However, many parts of the state have had excellent growing conditions this summer, and 52% of our state's corn crop is rated good to excellent.
So it sounds like good news on the front of actually having some decent quality corn as we begin the production and the harvest here in Kansas, but only 2% being done. We'll get some more updates throughout the next couple of weeks as we continue to see more of the corn being harvested throughout the state of Kansas from the Corn Growers Association in the state of Kansas. And as we look towards the harvest for the fall, many elevators and co-ops are concerned about storage space with the number of grain that may be coming in here in the next few weeks and months. But with the price rallies that have happened across the Mid-America region lately, said that they are less stressed out about it after some of the old crop being carried into the 2020 harvest is being sold with some of the price rallies that happened in August. With some of the price rallies on beans and corn that many of the co-ops have seen, there's been more buyers for the product and has been able to clear out many of the bins in preparation for the fall harvest season for the Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Midwest Kia wants to extend the summer, so we've extended the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering rebates on all new Kias. You'll get up to $2,000 in extra incentives, giving you up to $10,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. $10,000 off. Plus, during the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, we'll buy your car. Midwest Kia has extended summer and the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with up to $10,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima Soul, and Stingray through KMF with 1333 per 1,000 finance. Example 2020 K900, stock number K8485. Expires.
We're here today with the oil guy, Chris Forey from Farmers Cooperative. Chris, tell us why the equipment operators like the results of United Red Max grease.
United Red Max is a sticky, high-quality grease that stays in place where you want it. Everybody that's tried it loves it. And if you come in now and you buy 55 gallons of United Universal Transdrolic Oil, which is the best universal tractor fluid we've tested, you'll get a free 10-pack of United Red Max Super Sticky Grease. Come in today.
Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA yesterday extended free meals for kids through December 31st. The announcement, according to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, allows summer meal program operators to continue serving free meals to all children into the fall months. The flexibilities include permitting meals to be served outside of the typical required group setting and meal times, as well as waiving meal pattern requirements and allowing parents and guardians to pick up meals for their children. Democrats have asked Purdue to make the flexibilities available for the full school year. Now, previously citing failure to do so, Debbie Stabenow, a ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, said she's pleased USDA finally listened and agreed to extend important school meal flexibilities. In the announcement, USDA said, while we've had some well-meaning people asking USDA to fund these for the entire 2020-21 school year, obligated to not spend more than what is appropriated by Congress. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Board has adopted a new strategic plan to guide the association through the year 2025. NASDA President-elect and Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles chaired the 14-person strategic plan working group comprised of NASDA members. Quarles said the new strategic plan will guide the state ag officials as they engage in many other partners in the critical journey. NASDA's new mission statement is grow and enhance American agriculture through policy, partnerships, and public engagement. NASDA's new vision statement is agriculture leads the way towards a healthy and resilient world. Over the next 5 years, NASDA officials say they will be tackling tough expectations on government affairs, membership engagement, partnerships, as well as public outreach. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to share with you a current project, relatively new, that certainly impressed me and caught my attention. So let me talk about it after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seed and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. And Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Anywhere in the country, call this number, 989-303-8178, and you'll get all the information you need. It's that easy to start making more per acre. So call now, 989-303-8178, or check out flura.com. That's FLURA.com. Well, how is this for a project that I learned about just a few days ago? In an announcement that came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a headline that says, an opaque autumn haze smothered much of the western United States, from the millions of acres burning across forests in the Sierra Nevada and the Rocky Mountains. And so a new project has been born that was introduced last week, and it's the Trillion Trees chapter, which is globally to restore some of our national forests that are ravaged by the fires and the floods that follow. USDA's Forest Service is supporting the project, and it will enhance the long-term resilience of national forests by planting trees and restoring ecosystems over the next 10 years. Because planting trees and restoring ecosystems extremely important, particularly after catastrophic wildfire, is becoming increasingly more important to the sustainability of our forests, especially in areas where wildfire wipes out entire stands and the seed source necessary to forests' natural regrowth. The USDA Forest Service manages national forests using a variety of active management techniques to increase resource resilience while sustaining the many benefits and services wildlife and people need and enjoy. Because healthy forests support natural stream systems and watersheds, filtering drinking water for 180 million Americans, our national forests are an important source of rural prosperity, providing forest industry jobs to more than 2.5 million Americans, and wildfires continue to thrive in our national forest. But in areas where we have lost forests to fire, the Trillion Trees Initiative provides an opportunity to accelerate the renewal or the reproduction of forest benefits like carbon sequestration and clean water over natural rates by tapping the expertise and the resources of our many partnership groups and other states and local agencies. And currently, the Forest Service of the USDA has opportunities to increase reforestation rates on 1 1/3 million acres through activities to successfully regenerate our national forests. So remember the name, it's Trillion Trees for Our Forest. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Drought can have a profound impact on soil health. It affects the biological activity of the soil system, which affects plant growth. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Crops need adequate moisture, soil temperatures, and biological activity within the soil. Drought conditions can throw everything off kilter. Monty Elkasey is a soil management professor at Iowa State University. He says changes in soil temperature during a drought can affect soil organic matter decomposition and increase the release of carbon dioxide. Minerals such as nitrates are also released, but the plants are unable to use it.
There is no water to facilitate the nutrient uptake by the root system. Basically, these nutrients are going to stay in the soil system, and that's going to impact the plant health because it doesn't have the medium to transport these nutrients to the root system.
He says nitrates held in the soil this year can become a problem next year if we have a wet spring. We could have a flood of nitrates going into the environment. The increase in soil temperature associated with a lack of soil moisture during drought also has an impact on microbial activity.
To function, you need about close to 70, 80, you know, the optimum. When you increase it above that level, then really you're going to shut down these microbial activities because there is lack of moisture. And the microbes, to function, they need water, they need oxygen, and they need moderate temperature.
Elkasey says no-till and residue cover can mitigate these effects. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about drought and soil health at agriculture.com.
The 2020 Pony at Marysville Match Day is Friday. Donate in person at the Helvering Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyatmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday to 11:59 p.m. Friday. The mission of the Kester House Museum Foundation is to assist in the preservation and maintenance of the Kester House Museum and Gardens. Funds raised will go towards finishing the brick wall restoration and the zero entry walkway, as well as maintaining the gardens and adding to the general fund. They appreciate the support for this lovely little corner of downtown Marysville.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Thursday today as we roll through the day, and we're starting to see a little bit of green pop up for the soybeans, but not much than that. We're still seeing red all across the board today. Starting off with your soybeans, we do see it right now. November up 3/4 higher to 962 3/4. January up 1 point to 969 1/4. Soybean meal, we see a little bit of green here as well. September up 150 to 303.80. In October, soybean meal up $1 to 305.90. Soybean oil, we do see back into the red here. September is down 34 cents to 33.33. October is down 35 cents 233.04 in December, down 35 cents, 233.19. Livestock, they started off in the green today, and now we're seeing pretty much red across the board, except for some lean hogs. Lean hogs are doing relatively well today. October is up $3, 259.40, and December lean hogs is up $258.47. Live cattle, however, a little bit different story. December is down 65 cents to 107.80, and October is down 62 cents to 303.85. Feeder cattle for September right now down 122 to 137.47. October is down 127 to 138.17, and November is down 120 to 135.02. Hey, look at grains right now. We do see red all across the board here. December corn is down 4 points to 354.75. December wheat is down 6.25 to 552 even. And KC wheat for December is currently down 3.25 to 476 even. Looking real quickly over at your currencies, we see right now the U.S. dollar index for September up a penny to 92.85. The euro is up a hair to 118. Japanese yen, same story, up just a little bit to 94 cents. And the Australian dollar down a hair to 72 cents, with the British pound down a hair to 132. In the metal markets, we've seen red here most of the day today. Gold, silver, copper, and platinum all in the red for a Thursday right now. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Thursday.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.